Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never been more relieved that there isn't a Browns game this Sunday.
Yeah.
So we can all just take a little breather and collect ourselves and just kind of just take a moment and just remember, hey, it's all going to be okay.
Well, we had the end of season press conference is basically what it was. Now we get to do like a part two of the season.
No, Andrew Berry says these next eight games matter, JP. Are you locked in on the rest of the NFL this weekend? Are you taking the weekend off?
No, I'm locked in, and I feel a little bit of a loser for it, if I'm being honest. I feel like everyone else around me is taking the weekend off, and I'm like, hey, 1 o'clock football games. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm out.
I know.
I'm going to Chi-Town, as it's known. I don't know if you guys have heard that. I called it that.
I don't really call it that, though.
Yeah.
It's like the amount of people that call it the land is the same amount of people that call it Chi-Town.
You missed a whole decade of people calling it the land, so I'm going to assume missed a whole
Kanye
decade.
Kanye had a whole song where he's like, I'm talking about Chi-Town. Like, people did it. They don't do it anymore.
They called it Chi-Town before Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure it felt like
tell me more about the place I grew up, please.
I'm just making sure here. No, I'm going to Chi-Town, as everybody calls it. And we're going to watch some hockey on Sunday. I'm taking my two, I call them little brothers. I got an Irish twin. I got one that's two years
younger. I hope you know, though. I was just trying to save you so you didn't go to like a hot dog stand and be like, hey, great to be in Chi-Town to the person at the counter. You know?
You realize I probably will just because I'm obstinate, right? Like, you've actually just fueled the inner troll in Nick Wilson.
You're just going to make him mad. You're going to be like, this person's just.
Yeah, no,
they're used to tourists there. They're used to tourists there, fortunately.
No, that's the point. Now I might be the biggest tourist that ever toured.
Fanny pack?
Yeah. No. Fat guys with fanny packs. That's just a no-go. That doesn't help the brand. All right. We gotta improve the fat brand out there. All right.
Okay.
I'm not doing that in any other way, but I will not besmirch it by wearing a fanny pack in Chi-Town.
Just, do you have like your old camera that you can just take out and just it's sitting right there and everything like that? You would really swerve into being a tourist.
Do you want to wear a fanny pack? Because it sounds like you want to wear a fanny pack.
Maybe.
Okay. Now, no, I'm out. I'm out.
I felt bad. No. I felt bad. I took a swing at fanny packs. I know Kayla likes to wear her fanny pack, and now I feel bad about
it. Yeah, I wear one almost every day. I just forgot it today.
You're a woman, though. I think that's different. I think a guy wearing a fanny pack screams tourist.
What a great save that was.
We tried. Glove stick and a save. We tried.
Yeah. Still got in the net. Sorry.
My apologies.
But you enjoy
the fanny pack community.
Enjoy the NFL this weekend, Buckaroo.
It's a resourceful, nice way to go about life.
216-474-0092. Are you locked in on the rest of the NFL this weekend? Are you taking a weekend off? Do you just need a little bit of break from the NFL? I could use one. One, the NFL has not been that great this season. And two, it really hadn't been great in Cleveland.
When you're driving around, are you going to be listening to Zach Gelb and Ion Football? Are you going to have like any games on? Or what are you listening to?
Of course, I'm going to listen to it. No, I'm going to listen to music. We'll probably talk.
The whole drive?
Yeah, me and my brother. I mean, I'm assuming me and my brothers will probably also talk.
Yeah.
Got a lot to talk about.
Oh, that's good.
And then music. Mostly music.
Don't get too heavy, though, because you're going to try to like drink and do like a hockey game and everything.
That's kind of the point of this.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna do like the big bro, like let's figure it all out.
Hey, Your dad's died. You're like, come on.
Doesn't sound as much fun.
Here's some hockey and some booze.
Maybe enjoy the hockey and the booze, and then on the car ride home, then talk about the heavy stuff.
No, because we've repressed a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so the car is just to get it to the surface, so when we drink, we can really... Because here's the thing,
do they
know
this is what they're signing up for, or do they know, is that...
I mean, it's three brothers of similar ages and alcohol levels.
No, I mean, part's fun. That part's great. I'm talking about the five-hour car ride where you guys, you know...
I mean, I'm not going to put on Sarah McLachlan and tell me your deepest fears.
It's the impression I'm getting here.
Like, we'll see. Like, you got to play it. Like, you can't force anything, but if it happens, it happens.
You start with the Blitzen, Craig, and then work your way out.
Blitzen Trapper. Let's get to JP's inside information here. So there's a new segment, and I'm turning it over to you now.
Thank you. I'm going to give off my my favorite betting stats, my favorite betting line that I have, and then we're going to go from there. We will mix in one college football game. It's where we're starting off. I'm going to start you off with Ohio State versus Purdue, okay?
Yeah.
The line is -38, over under at 53. Buckeyes 4-4-0 against the spread this season. Notre Dame put up 66 on Purdue earlier this year. Last time Purdue went on the road in Big Ten play, it gave up 50 to Illinois. It gave up 50 to Wisconsin. Total defense, 446 yards per game. 121st in the FBS. Is this the type of game, Nick, that it's a name your own score type of game?
I'm gonna give you a thumbs up on that, big fella. Yeah, that's money. Yeah, this is by the way, Purdue is not good against the run. They're atrocious against the run. Quinshon Judkin and Travion Henderson might have 200 yards apiece.
Yeah, it felt like Pete Futek was trying to like talk us into the idea that this game could be a game. It can't be a game.
Yeah.
You're going to name your own number.
He's mistaking this for the Indiana game, which is 2 weeks from now. That you might talk me into going to be a closer game. This game, if this is the game, no, everybody has my permission. If you don't win by 50 or more points in this game, it better be because in the second half, Ryan Day was like, let him score one. And we're going to put in like the fifth stringers. Give me Keenholz. That's what this game's going to be about.
All right, let's go to the NFL. We have Steelers versus Commanders. Commanders giving up 2.5 points, over under at 45.5, which is what I want to focus on. The under being the play for me, Nick, because both quarterbacks struggle under pressure. That's going to be the theme. Commanders, fourth in the NFL in pass rush win rate, despite lacking the blue chip talent in that department. If they get after Russell Wilson, he's got a 38.7 PFF passing grade under pressure this year, but Jaden Daniels is the real surprise. 29 out of 36 qualified passers with a 58% adjusted completion rate when pressured. Steelers have an elite pass rush, obviously led by TJ Watt. Are we going to see a bad quarterback game in what is supposed to be a great quarterback game?
I'm not saying both quarterbacks will be bad or will be great. But that 44.5, I cannot abide. I would take the over on that. I actually think it's going to be just good enough.
So you're not worried about any of the pressure rate stats that I gave off there? Both quarterbacks really struggling in that department. Daniels makes sense. He's a rookie. Rookies often struggle in that department. Russell Wilson being as bad under pressure as he has been this year, it's small sample size, and so maybe it'll fix itself, but that's alarming to me.
I think the one I'm worried about is Jaden because he's not face to front like this. Not only they get Herbig back, Preston Smith they just added. Oh, they got a couple good football players on that defense without adding Preston and getting Herbig back. So, yeah, I think I'm a little worried about Jaden, but I still think he'll make enough big plays. Man, I think they're going to cruise to the over. Like if this over was set at like 3 points higher, I'd probably take the under. Can't get there with you.
Love that. Love that mentality out of you. All right, Dallas versus Philadelphia. Eagles coughing up 7.5 points. Dallas has allowed 47, 28, 44, and 48 points in their last four home games. Most points allowed in four home games since the 1972 Oilers, Nick. Dallas off their worst loss at home since 1988. Are there any actual redeeming qualities about this Cowboys football team at this point?
Yes. I think this is a trap game.
Trap game? We're 7.5, so you have to, I mean, you're playing with the 7, the normal 7,
yep,
and then bumping up that half point as well.
Yeah, I just think, like, I could see this game being closer than people expect because it is on the road. It's a rivalry game. Or sorry, it's in Dallas. It's a rivalry game. I think the first three games are an anomaly. It is so hard to be this bad at home, and Jalen is or isn't dealing with an injury. What was the thing that I'm giving a yay or nay?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't remember.
Whether or not there's any redeeming qualities of the Cowboys, it sounds like you're giving a yay to
it. I'm going
to
give it.
I think you just don't like Nick Sirianni, is. Is that what this is?
No, I just think this reeks of a trap game. The Eagles are 6-2. They're not going to respect this Cowboys team by
like
Cooper Rush.
It feels like this line should be twice this. Bad Dallas has been at home. I mean, no Dak Prescott.
You might feel better if this game was substantially higher line, but... Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I would toy with Dallas in the points here.
All right, we go to the 49ers and the Bucks. Baker Mayfield versus Brock Purdy is going to be a lot of fun. Christian McCaffrey is still doubtful for this one. The focus here is going to be on CMC. 49ers are 5-6 straight up in games where McCaffrey gets fewer than 10 carries or just doesn't play at all. Both his teams, between the Panthers and the Niners, 22-32 straight up when he either doesn't play or has fewer than 10 carries. Does this team go as Christian McCaffrey goes?
Yeah, there's a reason they're 4-4, and it's not a lot of the things people think it is. This thing is built around CMC right now, which it's wild that we're saying that about a running back, because we've all had this weird thing about you could put my fat ass behind that offensive line or in this system, and I'd run for 1,000 yards. I don't know how. I can barely run a yard, let alone 1,000.
How long can you run?
Not. I wouldn't. Okay. I just wouldn't. I think this is the rare time where I think this thing is set up. And it's not just rushing. It's in the pass game as well. I think getting CMC back, if he goes, with a smattering of Mason, I think that's a formula to go ahead and get the win.
All right, next up, Texans versus Lions. Lions enter on a 6-game win streak. Lions giving up 3.5, over under at 48.5 in this one. But we're not going to focus on the 6 straight wins by the Lions. We're not going to focus on Jared Goff and how he's just been one of the best quarterbacks in not only the league, but league history over the previous 6 games. We're going to focus in on the fact that it's Sunday Night Football, Nick. Sunday Night Football unders have been a night. It's been wild. Unders are 7-2 on Sunday Night Football this year. 38-17 last 3 years. 71-45-2 since 2019. Do you buy into the idea that the under is the play on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 48.5 for this. CJ Stroud's been really good this year. These are two really good teams. The only thing that is like the kernel of doubt is can the Lions continue to get a pass rush in this game? But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think the stats back this up, and I'll take the under. It's 48.5. If it was, again, I'm going to go the inverse of what I said earlier.
Yeah.
If it was a little lower, I'd probably take the over. But man, I don't think I'd feel great about it.
I don't know what to do with this Texans team right now if they continue to have injuries. I just don't trust them the way that I feel like I need to trust a Texans team. And I'm so in the camp of the Lions. But I hold off the idea. I mean, Goff is so good right now, they might score 30-35 themselves.
That's a pretty good point. But I think it'll be kind of a nice little 24-17. Maybe something like that. Fair?
Ooh. Fair. Okay.
All right. That is JP's Inside Information. When we come back, I'm apparently public enemy number one in another NFL city. Man, did I take a pounding. 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.